The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
05. The Greenville County Republican Women's Club's March meeting is coming up this week. They'll have as their keynote speaker Gene Ho. Now, Mr. Ho is best known for being the personal photographer to Donald Trump during the two-year 2016 campaign that we've been talking about all morning. The campaign was documented in Mr. Ho's number one Amazon political best-selling book, Trumpography. This meeting will be this Thursday, March the 28th at the Poinsett Club in Greenville. And I'm assuming there's probably still some tickets around if you'd like to attend. And I'm happy to say that on the 94.5 The Answer guest line is Gene Ho. Welcome in.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and we look forward to having you in upstate South Carolina later this week. Let's just start from the beginning. Tell us how you came to meet Donald Trump and how it come about for you to work during the 2016 campaign.
Well, it's an interesting story because this was about 3 or 4 months before he officially even ran. He was at an event with all the candidates or potential candidates, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz. But I saw Trump there, and whoa, he's so amazing because I always really admired him. Took his picture with everyone else, but I sent it into his home office. Didn't think anything of it. And lo and behold, like 2 or 3 weeks later, I get a handwritten notice letter from Donald Trump saying, Gene, love the photos. Thank you very much. And then it wasn't even 2 or 3 weeks after that, he asked me to take photos at his very first campaign rally, if you could say that, with not even 50 people in the room. Just imagine Trump coming into a place and people, empty seats and everything. And I stayed there from the first day till the very last day of the campaign.
Wow. That I'll tell you, that had to be an experience of a lifetime. Tell us your impression of Donald Trump and his family and how this, as the campaign is starting to get geared up and all, what's your first impression?
Well, here's the thing. Joey, when I first met him, I've met a lot of celebrities before, and I thought, man, maybe this guy, I love him, but maybe he's going to be the biggest jerk when you meet him in real life. Because I met a lot of celebrities that I just really admired, and then you see him in real life, and you're like, oh, this guy's the biggest jerk. But with Trump, I am telling you, and everyone that knows him personally will tell you that he is one of the most kindest persons, he's a wonderful person in real life, and that's why everyone that he meets, people end up being a supporter of him.
Yep. And you know, Gene, I've heard that too. I've never really spent any time with Donald Trump. I've met him a couple of times. My wife and I are in New York quite often, and there's a place that he goes. I'm not going to name it. He has been known to kind of slip off and go over there from time to time, and it's a part of a club that we're a member of there. And so I've met him a couple of times there, but that was just in passing. But everybody that I know who spent time with him, they say what you just said, that he's very generous, he's very caring, he's a listener. I hear that he listens very well to everything that you say to him.
Right. And Joey, this is something that I do that I just hate, because like if I'm in a room with a lot of people and I'm talking to someone, I hate this of me, but I'm like deep inside, my eyes are scanning the room, basically like who's more important around me. But when Trump walks into a room, he doesn't look for the most important or the celebrity in the room.
Yeah.
I am telling you, I was there watching him. His eyes scan the room for first responders, the police, the firemen in the room. And he goes over and beelines to them and talks to them. And he actually looks them in the eye and talks to them, and he's totally undistracted when he talks to you.
Yep. With us this morning, Gene Ho. He's best known as being the personal photographer to Donald Trump during the campaign in 2016. And he's the author of the number one Amazon political best-selling book, Trumpography. And he'll be in the upstate on Thursday speaking to the Greenville County Republican Women's Club at the Poinsett Club. Gene, let's talk for a minute about, as you're in the middle of the 2016 campaign, did you think he was going to win?
You know what? in the beginning, it was started out so small. And that's why all this stuff with the Russia no collusion thing is so important. It's a shame of what the left has done to this man. And it's, they not only did it to our president, they did it to everyone that voted for Donald Trump. If there was a rally and there was an auditorium with 5,000 seats or 10,000 seats, I can tell you there was about 5,000 or half of the amount of people waiting outside to get into the event. It's a shame what they did with this collusion thing.
Yeah.
Because everyone that knows that Trump won the election because he went straight to we the people, right to our hearts.
Yep. Yep. And Gene, I've been to some of those campaign rallies and seen them firsthand. And it's amazing how people literally stand in line for hours to get in to meet our president.
Incredible.
And you just can't argue with that, Gene, that this man is not popular among the American people. When you see how people want to meet this man, they want to hear him, they want to hear what he has to say. And it's just the beginning for 2020. It's going to be interesting over the next few days and weeks and months as we learn more about the special counsel's report. But I got to believe that this lifts that dark cloud that's been following him. And the sad part, Gene, is imagine what this man could have accomplished had he not had this going on as a distraction the past 2 years.
Correct. And it's like, it's wonderful what has happened, and it's an exoneration for all of the people that voted for him. It's an exoneration for America.
Yep. Absolutely. Gene Ho, I look forward to having you in the upstate of South Carolina on Thursday to speak to the Greenville County Republican Women's Club, author of the number one Amazon political bestseller, Trumpography. Good to have you on. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate
sure thing.
It.
Have a wonderful Monday. 877-235-9405.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.